This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A U.S. Navy Los Angeles-class fast attack submarine named after Montana's capital city, Helena, is being retired after 38 years of service. The current USS Helena has sailed its last mission. A decommissioning ceremony for the Los Angeles-class fast attack submarine was held at the U.S. Naval Undersea Museum in Keyport, Washington, July 25th. Los Angeles-class submarines have been the backbone of the U.S. Navy submarine force for the last 40 years. They are designed to seek and destroy enemy submarines and surface ships while projecting power ashore with Tomahawk land attack missiles and special operations forces. Raymond Reed, Montana Military Museum director, said of the USS Helena, "She's participated in a lot of things, especially in the Middle East and in the Pacific Theater. She was always there when she was needed, and she was armed to the teeth." The USS Helena was commissioned on July 11, 1987, in Connecticut. It was the 37th Los Angeles-class submarine. While in service, the USS Helena was awarded 5 meritorious unit commendations, multiple Secretary of the Navy letters of commendation for outstanding deployment performance, and 2 Battle Efficiency E awards. U.S. Navy Commander Kyle Jones, the USS Helena's final commanding officer, said at her decommissioning ceremony, "The name Helena has always been synonymous with valor, resilience, and unwavering commitment to the defense of American ideals. Our submarine is the 4th Navy ship to bear this distinguished name, and each has played a pivotal role in shaping our collective history as Americans and securing our freedoms." The Montana Military Museum at Fort Harrison has documented each USS Helena and collected artifacts from the vessels. There have been 4 Navy ships to bear the name Helena. The first USS Helena was a Wilmington-class gunboat commissioned in 1896. It participated in the Spanish-American War and the Philippine-American War. The second USS Helena was a Brooklyn-class light cruiser that served in World War II. The ship was at the attack on Pearl Harbor and was credited with downing 6 Japanese planes during the attack. After Pearl Harbor, the USS Helena was repaired and joined the Guadalcanal campaign in the summer of 1942. The crew of the Helena rescued survivors from the USS Wasp and protected Henderson Field during the Battle of Cape Esperance and the Naval Battle of Guadalcanal. After an overhaul, Helena returned to combat in March 1943, providing gunfire support during personnel landings at New Georgia and Rendova. During the Battle of Kula Gulf on July 6, 1943, the USS Helena engaged Japanese destroyers and was hit by enemy torpedoes, breaking the ship into 3 parts and sinking her. 168 crewmen were killed. The Navy quickly went to work on building the 3rd USS Helena, a Baltimore-class heavy cruiser, completed in 1945. It went on to serve in the Korean War and was the flagship for the Bombardment Task Group. The 3rd USS Helena was decommissioned in June of 1963. Commander Jones said, "Then came our Helena, taking up the mantle of this proud lineage. For nearly 40 years, she has operated in the silent, unseen depths, a critical spearhead in our nation's defense. She embodies the very essence of American power projection and deterrence in the 21st century." The 4th USS Helena's emblem references the 3 previous vessels that bore the same name, with 3 corresponding stars. The vessel's emblem is the City of Helena's fire tower, the Guardian of the Gulch, signifying Helena's role in helping to watch over the country. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.